Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 136, Living with the Land. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
And welcome to Memory 136 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and once again, I'll be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. I can't believe it's been a year since I recorded the memory originally. I just realized as I was pulling the pieces together for today's memory that this time last year, we were enjoying our days in Walt Disney World, or catching a spring training game at Steinbrenner Stadium, or munching on some fresh strawberry shortcake at the Florida Strawberry Festival. By the way, if you ever get a chance to do any of those things, go do it. It's so much fun. I wish we could make this a regular trip for us right now, but it seems kind of silly with us just having gotten back from there about just over a month ago, and at least we can virtually return using our memories like the one we have today. Now today, we'll pick back up in Walt Disney World as we've been spending our day in Epcot. As you'll remember, we just finished our visit to Nemo and Crush and have one more Fastpass Plus reservation now at Soarin'. We'll rejoin the memory as we've left the seas with Nemo and friends and walk over to the Land Pavilion. The rain is still coming down, but we move quickly between the buildings. We stop briefly to get a few things from the stroller and continue on to get out of the rain as quickly as possible. A quick bathroom break and we're ready to go get in line. However, we quickly discover a problem with the Fastpass system has occurred and we won't have enough time to wait for our Fastpass Plus reservation at Soarin' and make our dining reservation at Germany. After a talk with some cast members, they hand us a few child swap fast passes, which they say, you know, we can use later. And we'll end up using that later in the day and come back to do that. So instead, we'll just go right next door and go get in line for Living with the Land. We take our seats in the front two rows of the boat, Mikey with the grandparents in the second row and Susie with us in the first. And in no time, we're off and on into the greenhouse. I was so happy that cast members were able to help us out. Apparently, there was a problem with the Fastpass Plus system, like I mentioned, and a lot of paper Fastpasses were handed out instead, and unfortunately, everybody decided to go use them first thing in the morning around the same time, and it created a 45-minute wait for Fastpasses. But Living with the Land is still a great ride for us. It's not just a second choice. It really was a perfect speed for Mikey, so that was a good thing. And with my wife's family all being gardeners, it's always fun to do it all together. I loved listening to this and hearing poor little Mikey hearing about the dragon fruit and then spending the rest of the ride through the greenhouse looking for those dragons somewhere. I'll never let that memory slip out again. So what are your favorite memories of Living with the Land? Are you a gardener as well? Please come share it with all of us. And while you're at it, leave me some feedback on the show simply by visiting the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on social media, or maybe view some of my photos and videos. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. If you like this show and you want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up that search results list, or maybe mention us in a tweet, on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, on whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on our website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality and length of my in-park recordings. Today's memory is in binaural, so I suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we explore a garden like no other.
Is this the same parking for the land pavilion?
Effective. Well, actually, the land has their own parking over
okay.
Ahead, but
so,
I mean, you can leave it.
I was going to say for about 20 feet, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you already have the store parked here, you can leave it.
Yeah. What's the...
Uncle.
Watch out, guys.
Uncle.
Yeah. All right.
Going to walk with Grandpa, maybe? Grandpa's going to hold his umbrella. No.
You gotta walk with Grandpa.
You gotta walk with Grandpa just like Susie's walking with Grandma.
All right.
All
right, this way. Thank you. Well, what worries me is this could get worse.
Like a Dory and Nemo?
Because you'd have to just park it over here anyway. Is that the idea?
Yeah. Since we've got a spot.
Well, if it's raining harder, I'll let you run through it and get me my poncho.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you coming? Okay, Mikey, which way is it? Remember, we said we got to get to this building. Where is it? Do you remember how to get there? We gotta go inside this one right here, Mikey. Should we go this way? It's kind of pretty, huh?
Very pretty. I think they're just starting too.
Yeah.
Like they would get a lot more.
Come on. Terry, where's the restrooms?
Restroom straight over there, sir. Right across from the restaurant on the left-hand side.
Thank you. That's what we're going to do.
Okay, is it this way?
It's this way. That's what he just said. He said straight over there.
Thank you.
Come. This way, Mikey boy. No, we're gonna carry you. Hit the button. Let's see how long it takes. Down one.
Just one?
Down to the, whatever the ground is. Probably one.
So do his cowboy boots have a little heel? I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Would actually worry me a little bit because I think, is that bad for him?
Could have had him just for the things and put the others on.
Yeah, but then we just got wet.
All right. Out we go. Trace? No. Take the wallet. You need your tickets. Why?
Because the system went down and they gave them paper tickets have no time, but everybody's coming in. So that was already extended.
We need the machines outside, so you have to go out the second story.
Straight up, everybody just score that out?
45 minutes of the fast pass?
Yes, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to use it if we go with 45-minute wait.
What time is your fast pass for?
12:15 to 1:15. We've got a 1 o'clock reservation over in Germany.
We should have been fine. So we're going to time.
Can you give us another fast pass for, like, can you give us a paper one that we can come back?
What time is it right now?
It is 12:31 right now. There's a clock right in front of you. I don't want to stand in line for 45 minutes for a fast pass. 130. I want them to give me another fast pass for a later time that I can use. I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to talk to these guys right here. That's who they told me to talk to. Move. That's all six of us? Thank you, Casey. We could actually probably swap ours out for something else right now. That one doesn't go up either, Mikey. We can take his shoes off. If I carry him, can you get his shoes off and get his socks? It didn't work. You can try it, but I couldn't close a shoe. They said that they were starting to pass out paper tickets. Keep walking.
Because the fast pass was broken?
Because their fast pass system was broken or something. So people were able to come in at just any time, and they all came now. Yeah.
I knew that they said something about paper, but I thought, well, why is...
I'm going to put this in the camera mode.
That's good. You just pull from the top.
So hopefully the crash will be over by the time.
Yeah. We'll be fine. We'll just do this and we'll be okay. It's like 10 or 15 minutes. Keep going, Mikey boy. Yes, we have six.
Okay, that's just enough. We have six plus the one on the stroller?
We have five plus one. Two you, two for us.
Not mom and dad's.
We have six.
That's what
I
didn't see. Okay. Mom and dad's two.
There's two little squares, and then ours are even down beneath that. I just folded them up well. All right. Come on, Mikey boy. All right. Follow Susie.
Party of six.
Seven and six.
Seven and six.
Nope, Mikey, coming this way. You got to stay between me and Grandpa, okay? There's the Circle of Life movie, which maybe we can do after Soren.
Welcome to Living with the Man.
Hold on, Mikey, let me go first. You need to be in the middle, Susie.
Remain seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the boat at all times. Parents, please supervise your children and refrain from flash photography or using video lights until we reach the greenhouse. Thank you. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy living with the land.
Con su seguridad, permanezca sentado con sus manos y brazos, pies y piernas dentro del barco y cuida a los pequeñitos. A manera de recordatorio, no tomar fotos con flash y luz de video antes de llegar a Ninaldero.
Discovery and awareness of the richness, the diversity, and the often surprising nature of living with the land. Our journey begins as dramatic and sudden changes are sweeping over the land. The approaching storm may seem violent and destructive to us, but to nature, it's a new beginning in the cycle of life.
On Grandpa's lap.
With his hands over his ears, crunching against him.
surface of the land, roots trap water from the flowing mud, extracting precious nutrients and minerals. These elements, when combined with sunlight, create the diverse living systems of our planet. Those living systems is the rainforest, home to the most amazing concentration of life on our planet. These dense and beautiful forests cover only a tiny portion of the Earth's surface, but they contain more than half of its plant and animal species. Rainforests are also extremely rich in productive living systems, providing us with oxygen, food, medicines, and other elements essential to our lives.
Look, monkey, over here. Monkeys.
In the desert, nature has created a very different, no less beautiful living system. And while this arid landscape may seem lifeless, it is very much alive. The plants and animals that have learned to survive in these harsh conditions make use of what little water they can find and avoid the scorching rays of the relentless sun. The American prairie once appeared as desolate as the desert, but over time, rainwater and nutrients gradually penetrated the hard surface of this land. Even the hooves of the mighty buffalo helped create the rich soil one day become home to the American farm. The need to produce food for a growing world led to the enormous use and sometimes overuse of the land. In our search for more efficient ways to grow food, we often fail to realize the impact of our methods. Today, we're learning to live with the land, discovering better ways to grow food that will assure both human and environmental well-being.
Here at Epcot, we're learning to reduce the need for pesticides by using natural predators like ladybugs and wasps to control pests. In Japan, we're learning that by adding composted leaves and other plant material to our soil, we can reduce the need for fertilizers. In farmlands across America, we're learning that by plowing under vegetation containing natural fertilizers, we can enrich the soil without the use of chemicals.
How will we meet tomorrow's growing needs for food production, yet still respect the needs of the land? Some of the answers are being discovered just ahead. To help us maintain these carefully controlled ecosystems, and for your safety, please remain seated in your boat at all times. Living laboratory, where scientists from Epcot and the U.S. Department of Agriculture are exploring innovative ways to produce bountiful harvests now and into the future. The tropics are home to the greatest diversity of plants on the planet. Many of these, like papaya, bananas, cacao, coffee, and rice, are well known around the world. Others, like the jackfruit, fluted pumpkins, and dragon fruit growing here, represent the vast number of lesser-known tropical plants. As we learn more about these crops, we discover that many are rich in vitamins and minerals, while others are well adapted to growing in less than ideal conditions. For instance, the fluted pumpkin thrives in the poorest soil conditions of Africa. With its edible seeds and leaves, the pumpkin could become an important staple for areas where other crops don't grow easily. The unique-looking dragon fruit is actually a member of the cactus family. The fruits are high in vitamin C, rich in antioxidants, and have a light, sweet taste. The fruit originated in Mexico or Central America, but is already becoming popular in Asia. It could become a source of important nutrients for people living in many areas of the world. These and many other lesser-known crops may one day be as popular as the bananas growing on both sides of the boat. More than 28 million tons of bananas are eaten annually, making it the most popular fruit in the world.
Yeah. That tree, what those things are, cacao.
You see any bananas in there?
When we mention farming, you probably don't think of fish.
Some bananas.
But fish farming, or aquaculture, is an innovative way to increase harvests, protect wild fish populations, and produce a healthy crop, like these sturgeon that grow to over 300 pounds. Now that's a lot of caviar. Tilapia, bass, and catfish are three popular crops raised by fish farmers around the world. Most are grown in open pots. But innovative recirculation systems like ours can conserve water and improve production. More than 200 different species of aquatic animals and plants have been successfully farmed. Even these American alligators can be successfully raised in controlled environments like ours. Nearly half of all fish consumed worldwide is now raised on farms, making aquaculture an important part of our efforts.
I see Mickey here.
And protect natural resources here at the land. We grow about 5,000 pounds of fish each year, many of which are featured in restaurants around Walt Disney World.
Keep looking, I think you might see more. That's a funky looking tree.
It's the dragon.
Trace. There's a pumelo.
These plants
are definitely massive.
On their way up. Innovative growing techniques like the ones you see help to increase yields while more efficiently using resources like water, fertilizer, and pesticides. We're growing these nutritious sweet potatoes above ground.
It's this a sweet potato tree.
Yields, produces Trace. Potatoes,
Trace.
Can be used where rich soil
it's a sweet
is
potato
in short
tree.
Supply. We're growing lettuce using our nutrient film system. This technique precisely controls and recycles water and nutrients. With it, we can produce over 27,000 heads of lettuce a year in this one small area. Here's something you don't see every day. Tomatoes growing on trees. These plants were originally developed
tree.
By Chinese scientists. Tomato trees live longer and produce many more tomatoes. One of ours lived 16 months and produced over 32,000 fruits. Much of the produce you see growing in our greenhouses is served in the restaurants here at the land.
They got cucumbers coming in.
Some big leaves on those cucumbers. Big cucumbers there.
That's one way to get them to stand up. Tie them up with strings.
The future of agriculture includes some high-flying ideas like the ones you see here. The aquaponics system on your left integrates hydroponics with aquaculture. The fish provide a source of natural fertilizer for the plants, and the plants help keep the water clean for the fish. It's another great way to produce more while using less resources. In our lab, Epcot scientists are working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture on a number of innovative projects. The goal of these efforts is to produce higher yielding and better quality plants.
Pretty much. Where did he get doors from? Get there about 1:15. I think we're okay. Wait, sit. Not done yet.
Your personal belongings. Lower your head and watch your step as you exit.
Turned off. We gotta walk. No, it's closed right now, Mikey. They've got trash cans in the way. Oops, we gotta move fast. Keep going, Seuss. Tonight, we will.
All day?
Yeah.
Thank you, Daddy.
Okay. Pull your head up.
Say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.